Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, you're listening to Fred Film Radio, and this is Diego Aparicio from the Venice Lido for the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival. I have the pleasure of being here today with Mark Ferrugia from Malta, who is one of the 28 members of the jury for the this year's Giornate degli Autori. Hi, Mark.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
How did you hear about 28 Times Cinema?
The last year's ambassador, Joe, I know him quite well, and he posted a link to this for the application. I was really interested in cinema at the time, so I just went for the application. I said, why not? He told me it was the time of his life. So I went in here with quite expectations, and I'm happy to say they've been exceeded.
Yeah. Oh, Joe. Big hug to Joe. And thank you for recommending 28 Times Cinema.
Thank you, Joe.
And what cinema are you representing here, Mark?
I'm representing Spazio Creative. They are one of the only art house cinemas in our country. We really like the cinema. It's very intimate. The releases take time, but when they do, it's always nice to catch a film there. It's in Valletta. You can't go wrong.
Terrific. And are they also participating in the Valletta Film Festival?
Yeah, they have some screenings there. I did catch some at this year's festival. But, yeah, they do.
Awesome. Good to hear. And, you know, what has the Venice experience been like for you?
Well, for me, I learned so much about the other 27 ambassadors, and we're all different, we're definitely all different, but learning about our unique experiences of life, we're all around 18 to 25, so just finding the connections between us is always so nice, and realizing you're always not alone in this world, and we all love cinema, so we literally never have, our conversations literally never run dry, and I'm sad that it's going to be over soon.
Well, I was going to say it's really wonderful to hear, but with that last bit you added, I'm really sorry as well. And I mean, I hope you enjoy the final stretch of the festival. I'm sure you're making the most of it. And I'm sure it'll be a memory to carry with you for a long time. Coming back to Venice, I was wondering what you thought of the Lux Prize films. I know that you're all ambassadors for the Lux Prize initiative from the European Parliament.
To be honest, that Lux was the thing I was most impressed by. I honestly didn't have much expectations for the films. I didn't read anything into them besides their names. So when I saw them, I was really blown away. I don't think I remember seeing such relevant films to today, especially The Realm, which is really relevant to Malta. I was honestly at the edge of my seat for all three of them, but The Realm especially, and being an ambassador for the Lux Prize will not be a task at all. I'm happy to do it, and I'll gladly spread the word.
That's beautiful. So what other film highlights would you like to tell our listeners about? Oh, this is non-Giornate films, strictly speaking.
Well, like many other people, I came into the festival really excited for Joker. Joaquin Phoenix is one of my favorite actors. I was not let down by it, but it wasn't my favorite. Naturally, it was one that I wasn't expecting that hit me the hardest. That was Emma. It was really good. I didn't even know about it before the festival. Just a couple of friends knew about it, and I went with them. I'm very glad they did, because it was great. Yeah.
I think those are the best ones, those serendipitous moments where your world changes. So, what workshop have you participated in here at Venice?
I did a film criticism workshop.
And how did you find that? That was in collaboration with Cine Europa, right?
Yeah, it was. It was really fun. We focused a lot about film criticism itself, like as a profession, not just writing film reviews. And it was really interesting to see the other side of how it's a dying profession, they said. And although I'm not at all a professional, I barely wrote any reviews before the workshop, I really enjoyed learning about the stresses they go through. Especially, we had to write a review in a short span of time, and I just began to respect how many reviews they can output in such little time and of good quality. So I respect the profession more now.
That's really great to hear. And is there any particular sector of film that you're more interested in? And do you come from a film background yourself, actually?
No, I actually don't. I'm a medicine student, but I've always liked film. It's always stimulated me. It's always helped me arrange my thoughts and diversify my knowledge of the world. I particularly like the horror genre, so unfortunately I didn't catch The Perfect Candidate, which is one of the only horrors in main competition, I think. But yeah, I'm starting to like everything. There are a few genres that I don't enjoy.
Fantastic. Well, it's been a pleasure having you today, Mark. I hope you make the most of the rest of the Venice experience.
Thank you, I will definitely do that.
And best of luck with your final jury deliberation tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm really excited to see the winner of the Giornate section.
I am too.
From the Venice Film Festival, this was Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.